Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Coffee Break Spanish Magazine, Season 4, Episode 7. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Anabel. ¿Cómo andas, Marc?
Bien, bien. Un poquito cansado hoy, hay que decirlo.
Oh, bueno, no pasa nada. Venimos con energía. Yo vengo con energía para los dos.
Pues me alegro porque necesitamos energía hoy, ¿no?
Sí.
We need some energy today because we're going to be doing some energetic things in Asturias, in Spain, in this text. And as usual, we'll listen to the text and then we'll go through the text in detail, talking about all the interesting vocabulary and grammar. And then we'll listen again. And that way you'll be able to see how much you've learned in this one episode of Coffee Break Spanish.
Suena perfecto. ¿Empezamos?
Empecemos entonces. For this text, we are handing you over to Marina.
Hola, Marc y Anabel, ¿qué tal estáis? Espero que muy bien. Hoy vamos a hablar de deporte y diversión en Asturias. ¿Conoces alguna forma de descubrir España y hacer deporte al mismo tiempo? Ahora sí, el descenso del Sella es un evento deportivo internacional que se celebra a principios de agosto en Asturias. Esta actividad consiste en el recorrido en piragua de 20 kilómetros por el río Sella. Considerada fiesta de interés turístico internacional, tiene como precursor a Dionisio de la Huerta, quien decidió hacer este recorrido con sus amigos en 1929. Sin embargo, no fue hasta 1932 que tuvo lugar la primera competición. Es, de hecho, una de las carreras en piragua más antiguas del mundo. Además, su nacimiento marca el origen del piragüismo español. En 1951 adquirió carácter internacional, con competidores italianos, franceses y portugueses, entre otros. Como ves, si te interesa este deporte, visitar Asturias para ver la competición es un planazo. Sin embargo, si estás ocupado en agosto y eres un amateur del piragüismo o no tienes experiencia, no te preocupes porque puedes descender el Sella en cualquier momento del año y es para todos los públicos. Por supuesto, de hacerse así sería de manera no competitiva. Si te animas a descender el Sella, ten en cuenta que lo único esencial es saber nadar. De hecho, hasta los niños pueden hacerlo. No obstante, su recorrido es menor, puesto que pueden hacer 1,5 kilómetros o 3,5 kilómetros de descenso. Algunas veces hasta aceptan que vayas con tu mascota. Ya sea de manera competitiva a principios de agosto o en cualquier otro momento con tus amigos, el descenso del Sella es una excusa ideal para visitar Asturias.
Pues muy interesante, ¿no?
Vaya texto y vaya evento.
Vaya evento, sí. Un evento muy impresionante. Vamos a volver a leer el texto y a hablar del vocabulario y de la gramática que hay en este texto.
Perfecto. ¿Conoces alguna forma de descubrir España y hacer deporte al mismo tiempo?
Ok, ¿conoces alguna forma? Do you know some way de descubrir España, to discover Spain, y hacer deporte al mismo tiempo, and to do sport at the same time. Now, this is interesting because from the very first word in this text, we've got an interesting verb because it's conoces. And we have two verbs in Spanish, of course, that mean to know. One is conocer and the other is saber. So, Anabel, can you explain to us why it's conoces rather than sabes here?
Because here it's do you know, but like for the first time, like it's not about like saber to have the knowledge. It's that have you ever like heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we are using conocer.
Right. So conocer has this idea of being familiar with something. So conoces alguna forma? Have you heard of a particular way? Or as Anabel said, or you could say, do you know? Do you know any way to discover Spain and do sport at the same time? So when you're thinking about knowing someone, it's conocer a una persona. But knowing a fact, something that you've acquired that knowledge already, then it's saber.
Mm-hmm. Así es.
Okay, let's continue.
Ahora sí.
Well, now you do. So literally, now yes, we're going back to this question. Did you know any way to discover Spain and do sport at the same time? Well, now you do. Ahora sí.
El descenso del Sella es un evento deportivo internacional que se celebra a principios de agosto en Asturias.
Right, el descenso del Sella, the descent of the Sella, es un evento deportivo internacional. It's an international sporting event que se celebra a principios de agosto en Asturias. It is held at the beginning of August or early August in Asturias. Now we've got principios, then we've also got different words for in the middle of the month and at the end of the month. What would those ones be?
A mediados de and a finales de.
So, a mediados de noviembre, in the middle of November, or a finales de diciembre, at the end of December.
Mm-hmm. Así es. Esta actividad consiste en el recorrido en piragua de 20 kilómetros por el río Sella.
Okay, so esta actividad, this activity, consiste en el recorrido en piragua. So, it consists of a trip in canoe, so piragua is a canoe, de 20 kilómetros, of 20 kilometers, por el río Sella, down the river Sella. So we could say in better English, this activity consists of a 20-kilometer canoe trip down the river Sella.
Mm-hmm. And just to emphasize that the verb consist of, it's consistir en Spanish, so we use different preposition there.
Muy bien, muy bien. Consistir en. Okay.
Considerada fiesta de interés turístico internacional, tiene como precursor a Dionisio de la Huerta, quien decidió hacer este recorrido con sus amigos en 1929.
Okay, so considerada fiesta de interés turístico internacional. It's considered a festival of international tourist interest. Okay, interés turístico internacional.
But it's considerada because that it's considered agrees with fiesta.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tiene como precursor, its precursor is, or it has as a precursor, a Dionisio de la Huerta. So its precursor is Dionisio de la Huerta, a person, quien decidió hacer este recorrido con sus amigos en 1929. So who decided to do this trip or this route con sus amigos, with his friends, en 1929.
Sin embargo, no fue hasta 1932 que tuvo lugar la primera competición.
Sin embargo, however, no fue hasta 1932, so more dates here, it was not until 1932 que tuvo lugar la primera competición, that the first competition took place. So, tener lugar, to take place. In this case, we're using the preterite, tuvo lugar, it took place.
Es, de hecho, una de las carreras en piragua más antiguas del mundo.
It is, in fact, so es, de hecho, una de las carreras en piragua más antiguas del mundo. It is one of the most old canoe races of the world. It's one of the oldest canoe races in the world.
Además, su nacimiento marca el origen del piragüismo español.
Okay, además, a nice word. Moreover, or what's more, su nacimiento, its birth, marca el origen, it marks the origin del piragüismo español, of Spanish canoeing.
And piragüismo, just to know that, the U, there's a diéresis there.
That's right.
And it's just because of pronunciation, because we say piragüismo.
Mm-hmm. Muy bien. Otherwise, if there was no diéresis there, that's the two dots, it would be piragüismo. Mm-hmm. But that sounds very strange, so piragüismo.
En 1951 adquirió carácter internacional con competidores italianos, franceses y portugueses, entre otros.
So, en 1951, lots of dates in this text, adquirió carácter internacional. Literally, it acquired an international character, so it became international, it took on an international level. Con competidores italianos, franceses y portugueses, entre otros. With competitors who were Italian, French and Portuguese, among others.
Como ves, si te interesa este deporte, visitar Asturias para ver la competición es un planazo.
Ah, lovely word, un planazo. A word that ends in azo means it's something great, something big and enjoyable. In this case, it's a great plan. So let's see what this great plan is. Como ves, as you can see, si te interesa este deporte, if this sport interests you, or if you're interested in this sport, visitar Asturias para ver la competición. So visiting Asturias in order to see the competition es un planazo, is a great plan. It's always good to see an infinitive used in this sense, visitar Asturias. In English, we probably would say visiting Asturias to see the competition rather than to visit Asturias, but we can't use visitando. We have to use visitar here. So always be extra careful when you're translating an ing form in English, visiting Asturias, into Spanish, because you would normally use an infinitive there.
Yeah, the majority of the times, usually we are going to use an infinitive in Spanish.
Okay, let's pause there and we will be back in just a moment with the rest of this text. If you'd like to take your Coffee Break magazine experience further, why not consider our online course version, which includes additional materials to help you build your knowledge of the language through lesson notes, additional explanations, vocabulary lists, and transcripts to accompany each episode. Like all our online courses, the magazine course is available on the Coffee Break Academy. Just head to coffeebreaklanguages.com/magazine, where you'll find all the information you need. So today we are in Asturias for the Descenso del Sella, a sporting event for canoe enthusiasts. Let's continue our text.
Sin embargo, si estás ocupado en agosto y eres un amateur en el piragüismo o no tienes experiencia, no te preocupes porque puedes descender el Sella en cualquier momento del año y es para todos los públicos.
Bueno, para todos los públicos, no sé. Sin embargo, however, si estás ocupado en agosto, if you're busy in August, y eres un amateur en el piragüismo, and you're an amateur canoeist even, o no tienes experiencia, or you have no experience, no te preocupes, don't worry, porque puedes descender el Sella en cualquier momento del año, because you can go down the Sella, you can descend the Sella River, at any time of the year, en cualquier momento del año. Y es para todos los públicos. And it is something for everyone. It's for everyone. Literally, it's for all the audiences, in a sense.
Por supuesto, de hacerse así, sería de manera no competitiva.
Por supuesto, of course. De hacerse así, literally, of doing it this way, if you do it like that, if you do it in this way, sería de manera no competitiva. It would be in a non-competitive way. So it won't be competitive if you're going to do it at your own pace, as it were.
And just before we move on, I really like the hacerse así, because we are using a preposition as if, you know, if is structure. And usually we use si, that it's if, we must conjugate the verb, but not in this case.
Okay, so if it's done in this way, if it were to be done in this way, but it's a much more simple way of using it, de hacerse así.
Yes, and what it's hiding there is en caso de hacerse así. You can also use a que and then a conjugated verb, but you will need the subjunctive. So I think this is simpler.
Yeah, so if we were to go to the stage of saying, if you were to do it like this, even in English, we're using a subjunctive form, if you were to do it like this, and we would need an imperfect subjunctive there in Spanish. Just for our listeners who are quite familiar with the subjunctive, how would you say that, Anabel?
En caso de que se hiciera así, sería de manera no competitiva.
Okay, so that's using an imperfect subjunctive. There's an alternative, I think.
We can also say, en caso de que se haga así.
Yeah, so the present subjunctive would work there. But again, if you're not familiar with subjunctive, don't worry about this. And this lovely expression that we've used to avoid the subjunctive really solves all our problems here. De hacerse así. Okay, let's continue.
Si te animas a descender el sella, ten en cuenta que lo único esencial es saber nadar.
Okay. Yeah. Si te animas a descender el sella. So if you do decide, if you fancy going down the sella, ten en cuenta, keep in mind or bear in mind, que lo único esencial, that the only essential thing es saber nadar. The only thing you need to know is how to swim. So you just need to know how to swim, and then that way you'll be fine, even if you fall out your canoe.
And here we are using saber, because we started this episode with conocer and saber. And here, since it's an ability, when you are talking about abilities, you also use saber.
Perfecto.
De hecho, hasta los niños pueden hacerlo.
In fact, even children can do it. Yeah, okay, maybe I will give it a go after all.
Yeah, I think we should give it a go.
Coffee break Spanish trip.
Yes. No obstante, su recorrido es menor, puesto que pueden hacer 1.5 kilómetros o 3.5 kilómetros de descenso.
Right. So, no obstante, however, su recorrido es menor. The course is shorter, puesto que pueden hacer 1.5 kilómetros, given that they can do 1.5 kilómetros o 3.5 kilómetros de descenso, or 3.5 kilómetros of descent.
Algunas veces hasta aceptan que vayas con tu mascota.
So, algunas veces, sometimes, hasta aceptan, they even accept, que vayas con tu mascota, that you go with your pet, that you bring your pet. And that subjunctive there is, they even accept that. So, there's not quite an element of doubt there, but it's aceptar que algo sea el caso. To accept that something be the case.
Yeah, exactly. Ya sea de manera competitiva a principios de agosto o en cualquier otro momento con tus amigos, el descenso del Sella es una excusa ideal para visitar Asturias.
Okay, so another nice subjunctive here. Ya sea de manera competitiva a principios de agosto. So be it, or whether it be competitively at the beginning of August, o en cualquier otro momento con tus amigos, or at any other time with your friends. So this idea of whether it be this or that, we say ya sea algo o algo. El descenso del Sella, the descent of the Sella, es una excusa ideal para visitar Asturias. It's an ideal excuse to visit Asturias.
It sounds like that, yeah.
It does indeed, yeah. So, I've definitely got a little more energy now. I think
great.
In the beginning I was feeling a little bit tired, but yeah, now I've definitely got more energy because I think this idea sounds great. Let's have a listen to our text again once more, see if you can spot all of the words and interesting topics we've been talking about. In particular, see if you can spot those conocer and saber examples.
¿Conoces alguna forma de descubrir España y hacer deporte al mismo tiempo? Ahora sí, el descenso del Sella es un evento deportivo internacional que se celebra a principios de agosto en Asturias. Esta actividad consiste en el recorrido en piragua de 20 kilómetros por el río Sella. Considerada fiesta de interés turístico internacional, tiene como precursor a Dionisio de la Huerta, quien decidió hacer este recorrido con sus amigos en 1929. Sin embargo, no fue hasta 1932 que tuvo lugar la primera competición. Es, de hecho, una de las carreras en piragua más antiguas del mundo. Además, su nacimiento marca el origen del piragüismo español. En 1951 adquirió carácter internacional, con competidores italianos, franceses y portugueses, entre otros. Como ves, si te interesa este deporte, visitar Asturias para ver la competición es un planazo. Sin embargo, si estás ocupado en agosto y eres un amateur del piragüismo o no tienes experiencia, no te preocupes porque puedes descender el Sella en cualquier momento del año y es para todos los públicos. Por supuesto, de hacerse así sería de manera no competitiva. Si te animas a descender el Sella, ten en cuenta que lo único esencial es saber nadar. De hecho, hasta los niños pueden hacerlo. No obstante, su recorrido es menor, puesto que pueden hacer 1,5 km o 3,5 km de descenso. Algunas veces hasta aceptan que vayas con tu mascota. Ya sea de manera competitiva a principios de agosto o en cualquier otro momento con tus amigos, el descenso del Sella es una excusa ideal para visitar Asturias.
Okay, before we finish this episode, we are going to return to Marina. Marina, we've talked about Asturias earlier in the episode, and now you've got our Guinda del Pastel, which is something linked to that, I believe.
Yeah, we were talking about extreme sport in there related to water. Entonces, la guinda del pastel la ponemos con la expresión tirarse a la piscina.
Right, to throw yourself in the swimming pool.
Yeah, that's right. Literally, it means that. So, we know nothing about the origin of this, but I think it's like very graphic. If you're throwing yourself to a swimming pool, te estás lanzando o tirando a la piscina, estás arriesgándote.
Yeah, so you're risking yourself. You're really throwing yourself into something, but you're also risking things a little, in a sense.
Mm-hmm. So we use this when we have no fear, and in front of a situation, we throw ourselves to the swimming pool.
Yeah, in English, we can use to take the plunge. So to take the plunge when you, I don't know, you buy a house or you make a decision about going for a new job or something like that, you take the plunge. Can you give us an example of how this would be used in Spanish?
Sí, podríamos decir, por ejemplo, mi marido y yo teníamos algo de dinero ahorrado y las condiciones de la hipoteca no estaban mal, así que nos hemos tirado a la piscina, nos hemos comprado una casa.
Okay, so that's a perfect example using the idea of buying a house. So my husband and I, mi marido y yo, teníamos algo de dinero ahorrado. We had some money saved up. Y las condiciones de la hipoteca. Hipoteca is a mortgage. Always think that's an interesting word, hipoteca. No estaban mal. The conditions of the mortgage weren't bad. Así que nos hemos tirado a la piscina. So we threw ourselves into the pool. I don't know whether the house has a pool or not. It depends. but one way or another, we took the plunge. Nos hemos comprado una casa. We bought ourselves a house. Muy bien. Now, am I right in thinking that we can also have there's a link to football here, to soccer?
Yes, that's right. In Spanish, we have lanzarse a la piscina or tirarse a la piscina. And we also have a very similar one, which is hacer un piscinazo.
Hacer un piscinazo. Okay, so when we put azo on the end of something in Spanish, it kind of makes it a bit bigger.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're doing a piscinazo en fútbol, se utiliza para decir que un jugador está exagerando o simulando una falta, tirándose al suelo o fingiendo que está lesionado para que el árbitro pite una falta.
Okay, so basically, it was a dive. He he took a dive. If someone didn't really fall down, but they're pretending to have fallen down, or perhaps pretending to be injured in order that the game go their way, for example.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's hacer un piscinazo, to do a big swimming pool, which conveys quite a funny idea. So today we've had hacer un piscinazo, mm-hmm. and also tirarse a la piscina, or you also said lanzarse a la piscina.
Yes, actually in Latin America they use a very similar expression, which is lanzarse a la pileta, que significa exactamente lo mismo.
And you said pileta there, that's a pool.
Yeah, that's a different word to say, but you wouldn't hear a Spanish person saying lanzarse a la pileta, but if you went to Argentina, for example, they would probably say lanzarse a la pileta instead of tirarse a la piscina.
Okay, muy interesante. Pues como siempre, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias a ti siempre, Mark.
Y hasta la próxima.
Hasta pronto.
Muchísimas gracias, Marina. And it's really interesting what she said, piscinazo, because it's similar. Well, the ending is the same that planazo.
Yeah, we heard planazo in our text. A great plan, so una piscinazo, un piscinazo would be a huge swimming pool in a sense.
Yeah.
But not quite in this figurative sense, but definitely exaggerated.
Mm-hmm. Así es.
Well, we are going to leave it there. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. And as ever, you can find out more about Coffee Break Spanish Magazine over on the Coffee Break Academy, where all of our courses are available. And there you'll get access to the vocabulary lists, the exercises, and of course, our lesson notes for this episode and all the episodes of the series. Just go to coffeebreakacademy.com.
And of course, you can find us on social media, on Facebook in Coffee Break Spanish, and also on Instagram, Coffee Break Languages.
Also, you can check out our YouTube channel. Just search for Coffee Break Spanish on YouTube or Coffee Break Languages and you'll find us there. Pues eso es todo por hoy.
Mm-hmm. Muchas gracias.
Y hasta la próxima. You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.